So our next speaker is a remarkable woman I've just got to meet over the last few days, Sonia Reed-Smith, who is legal advisor and senior researcher at the Third World Network, which is based in Singapore but has Malaysia. Operates actually around the world with researchers and advisors who work with ordinary citizens like ourselves, but also with third world governments. Sonia is based in Geneva, focuses mainly on IP and free trade agreements. She has a distinguished scholarly background with degrees in economics, science and law. What she has to say is very worth listening to. So welcome you, Sonia, to New Zealand and to this meeting.
Thank you very much. I found it very encouraging to hear from you that you are concerned about this, and also as parents, because when I talk about these trade agreements to developing countries, and even the negotiators from developing countries, the governments, they say, you know, I have to fight this trade agreement because otherwise how could I face my children when I go home at night? That's how serious it is. They realise what a threat it is. And so the brief things that I wanted to tell you about today are this intellectual property chapter. You know, why do we care about this chapter? And what would it mean for New Zealand based on the experience of other countries that have had to agree to this? So in New Zealand, I think you have a medicine called Panadol, right? And that's got something called paracetamol in it. That's the chemical that cures your headaches. So Panadol is the brand name medicine. And when they first invented it, it was patented. It meant that nobody else could make Panadol or import it. Just one company. I think it's Glaxo. So they could charge as high a price as they liked. And the patent lasted for 20 years. So for 20 years, you had to pay whatever price Glaxo wanted to charge you for Panadol. Then when the patent finished, you could have a generic version of Panadol. So now you can buy paracetamol from lots of different brands, probably the supermarket brand and any other one. And when the generic competition came in, the price fell of the medicines. So this patent is a type of intellectual property protection, and you can see that it affects the price of your medicines. So I think in New Zealand, when you go to the pharmacy to buy a medicine that your doctor has prescribed, you might pay a maximum of $15 if it's fully subsidised by the government. But that medicine can cost the government a lot more. So for example, in Australia, it has a similar system to your PharmAc called the Pharmaceutical Benefit Scheme. And there you have to pay a maximum of $33. But for example, the breast cancer medicine costs the Australian government $1,800. So they pay the difference. They pay $1,770 and you just pay $30 when you go to the pharmacy. That's how come breast cancer medicine is affordable in Australia and in New Zealand. But of course the government has a limited budget. So PharmAc, who does this subsidising of your medicines, can only afford to subsidise a certain number of medicines. So some cancer medicines may not be subsidised in New Zealand because your government already can't afford it. Or they might not be subsidised for everyone, only for people who are really poor, for example. And PharmAc already says that there is greater demand for subsidised medicines than they can actually afford. People want more medicines to be subsidised than PharmAc can afford to subsidise. But what would happen in this Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement, this TPP that's being negotiated in the casino this week? Well, based on what the American companies are demanding of the American government and what the American government has demanded in every other trade agreement, they want to attack PharmAc in at least two ways, because PharmAc is not giving them enough profits. They are keeping the medicines too cheap, and the US medicine companies who own the patents and make these medicines can't make the money that they want. So although the text is secret, we haven't seen it, they won't show it to us, even though this is something that will affect your daily lives and the health of you and your children, what we do know is what the US government has demanded in all its previous trade agreements. So we expect them to demand the same thing this week in the casino, in the TPP, and in all the subsequent negotiating rounds. And what they want is firstly, more intellectual property protection for their medicines, stronger protection. So remember I said the patent is a monopoly for 20 years. You can't have the cheaper generic version, which is just as good, just as effective, just as safe, just as good quality, for 20 years. And I don't know if you remember, but when HIV/AIDS first got medicines to treat it, It was $15,000 per patient per year for AIDS medicines. That was the patented price. Then the generic competition came in, and now the price is less than $80 per patient per year. So you can see the difference that patents make to Pharmac's budget and their ability to subsidise medicines for you. And if a medicine is not subsidised, the price you have to pay from your own pocket. But the US government says a 20-year patent monopoly is not long enough. We want 25 years during which we can charge you $15,000 per patient per year. 25 years before you can have the cheaper version at $80 per patient per year. And at that price, how many medicines can Pharmac subsidise for how many people? And if they can't subsidise, then it's you who has to pay the full price. And the US even says, even if the medicine is not patented, we still want a monopoly through something else called data exclusivity. Now, unfortunately for you, I don't know why, your government has already introduced this. Don't ask me why. There is no legal requirement for you to have this, but your government has agreed. But at the moment, you could undo it. Because when Guatemala introduced this other kind of monopoly, because they had to from their US trade agreement, the price of a medicine that was protected by this data exclusivity was 846,000% more expensive. What is that going to do to your health budget or your ability to buy medicines personally? But it's not just developing countries who have experienced this. Although when the World Health Organization looked at it for Colombia, they found that the cost, the amount that Colombia would have to spend on medicines extra per year because of their trade agreement with the US, was $1.5 billion a year for a developing country. And if they didn't spend that extra money, they would have to cut their medicine consumption by 44%. So which medicines are you going to drop? Cancer medicines? Heart disease? AIDS? 44% of your medicines you will no longer be able to buy. Either Pharmac buys them, or if they can't afford it, you. But what happened when Australia looked at this? Because Australia has already signed one of these US free trade agreements. And research into just the top five medicines in Australia found that if there was one of these monopolies for an extra 2 years, just for five medicines, it would cost the Australian government more than $1.5 billion. What were the estimated benefits from this whole US free trade agreement? Everything. Extra sugar market access, which they didn't get. Beef, everything. The benefits, according to the Australian Parliament, $53 million. So the costs from just five medicines, just for an extra two-year monopoly, 28 times more than the total gains from the whole agreement, according to the Australian Parliament. And of course, the US is not asking for 2 years extra monopoly. They're asking for five. And not just for five medicines, but for all your medicines. So obviously, for example, the government of Western Australia was very concerned and they made submissions to the Australian Parliament. That was under the days of Prime Minister John Howard. He signed anyway. Never mind. But it's not just for medicines. There's another kind of intellectual property called copyright, which is what stops you from photocopying textbooks or scientific journals. And already New Zealand has to comply with the international rules, which says 50 years before you can photocopy a textbook. That's copyright. The US says this is not long enough. We have a Hollywood film industry. We don't want you to be able to copy our movies. We have books written by authors. We don't want you to be able to copy our books. You must give us 70 years to 120 years of copyright protection. So Oman, in their trade agreement with the US, had to give 120 years of copyright protection before they can photocopy a textbook. What does that do to the students or anyone else who wants to read books? And some of you may have heard about ACTA, the anti-counterfeiting trade agreement that New Zealand recently agreed to. You thought that was bad? The TPP being negotiated down the road is ACTA on steroids. ACTA is just about enforcing more strictly the level of intellectual property protection you have. What the US is demanding, or will demand in the TPP, is a higher level of intellectual property protection. 25 years of patents, 120 years of copyright. But luckily for you, compared to some governments, your government has actually made a quite reasonable proposal for this intellectual property chapter, which was leaked this week, and basically says, we want to keep the current level of protection. We don't want 25 years of patents. We don't want extra monopolies. It was not a perfect proposal, but it was pretty good. The question is whether they will be able to hold on to that, because the US in every other FTA, free trade agreement, like the TPP, has got their demands. for more monopolies on things like medicines and textbooks. So your government currently has quite a good position, but can they hold on to that? Will they trade it off for selling more butter to America and more milk? Or will they stand firm and say, medicines are so expensive, we cannot trade that off. It's a red line, it's a bottom line, we cannot trade away the lives of our citizens. So it's up to the government to stick to this. And this is not the only way that Pharmac is being targeted. The second way is that Pharmac, when it buys medicines, tries to negotiate a cheap price with the company supplying them by comparing the price of the new medicine to existing medicines. If it's a new painkiller, they say, well, for paracetamol we pay 10 cents a tablet, we're only going to pay you 10 cents a tablet. This reference pricing the medicine companies don't like because they can't charge the prices they would like, and they've attacked this in the countries that have had similar systems to Pharmac, like Australia's pharmaceutical benefit scheme, Korea also had it. So Australia had to change their system, abolish this reference pricing. Suddenly the medicine budget blew out because you could no longer compare it to the existing medicines. So it's been a real problem already in Australia. And lastly, Mike pointed out that foreign companies like to send their profits home. It's true, and governments sometimes want to stop this. But the TPP, if it goes the way that all the previous US trade agreements have gone, will require you to allow companies to send their profits home. Even in a financial crisis, even the hot money, it all has to be allowed to flow out of New Zealand. And lest we forget, in this current financial crisis, even developed countries like Iceland have stopped the money flowing out of the country because it was causing them such a problem. Developing countries are putting stops on the money that's rushing in because they're worried it'll turn around and rush out, and it's causing their currency to go up, so their exports become more expensive. And of course, all of these things that Jane talked about are enforced in an overseas tribunal, not in New Zealand courts. And this overseas tribunal does not care what your domestic laws say, it does not care what your constitution requires, it does not care what your Human Rights Act says, it does not care about your obligations under the Treaty of Waitangi or your obligations under labour treaties, environment treaties, the UN Convention on Indigenous Rights. All this overseas tribunal will say is, have you violated the TPP? You have. I don't care the reasons why. Either pay cash compensation directly to the investor, or if you don't, there will be taxes put on your exports. So this is what is being negotiated in secret this week in your casino. And that's why some people say it's gambling away our lives. Thank you.